This recording, Zhejiang 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Kamigat Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of this territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that inch goose began to stretch around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried to gently stroke the goose's lower back with her paw, then saying a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millinery lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'd like to introduce my hometown. It's a small old town in Huzhou, Zhejiang, and it was built about 1,700 years ago, and it is a tropical town in the south of Yangtze River. You can imagine there are many beautiful buildings and delicious foods. But in the 19th, it developed industrial, and the buildings were seriously destroyed. But fortunately, now the government began to focus on its protecting.
Yu er ji, zi ya, yu er si jie zi, fei yi hou. Yu bang zi yi fang le, fei yi le hou. Ning fe zi er fe ying, fei yi jing zi hou. Wei zhen ji er, zi ye, si se ba. 业以义必资，也思无假。自于门学，自业，今之有者，死亦能养，死于其母，今能育养，弗仅无以别乎？自曰：视其所益，观其所欲，察其所安，宁以所哉。您一数在。